Macmillan Audio presents Ridgeline by Michael Punk. Read by Tatanka Means, Amanda Stribling, and Michael Punk. The full story of what happened in that brief hour of bloody carnage at high noon under the wintry sky of December 21st, 1866 will never be known. D. Brown. Key players. Lakota, Crazy Horse, Young Oglala Warrior, Lone Bear, Friend of Crazy Horse, Little Hawk, Younger Half-Brother of Crazy Horse, Red Cloud, Oglala Chief, High Backbone, Minikanju Chief. Soldiers, Colonel Henry Carrington, Commanding Officer at Fort Phil Kearny. Captain Tenedor Tenike, Senior Artillery Officer. Captain William Fetterman, Senior Infantry Officer. Lieutenant George Washington Grummond, Junior Cavalry Officer. Sergeant Augustus Lang, Infantryman. Adolf Metzger, Bugler. Civilians. Jim Bridger, Scout. James Beckworth, Scout. Frances Grummond, wife of Lieutenant Grummond. Margaret Carrington, wife of Colonel Carrington. Janie White, laundress. A brief word on tribes. The Oglala and the Minikanju are parts of the broader Lakota family called the Sioux historically by many European Americans. The Lakota, allied at times with the Arapaho and the Cheyenne, broadly divided into Northern Cheyenne and Southern Cheyenne. The Lakota were traditional enemies of the Crow and the Shoshone. December 21st, 1866. Crazy Horse struggled to sort among the flood of sensations, to push away the confusion and the fear, to keep his focus on what he and the other decoys must do. They were close enough now to see the individual clumps of sage that pushed up from the dusting of snow on the ridgeline. In the valley beyond, the great gathering of warriors lay hidden in the gullies and draws, waiting in the frigid cold for the soldiers that the decoys would lead into the trap. He ignored the sudden sound of a cannon from the distant fort. The soldiers probably had spotted a group of scouts sent out to spy from the surrounding hilltops, but the fort's big guns would play no meaningful role today. He focused instead on the scores of soldiers pursuing the decoys, regrouping now after crossing the icy creek. The horse soldiers pushed out in front of the others, spreading out to form a long line, but then, to Crazy Horse's utter dismay, they stopped. The other decoys looked to him. Crazy Horse saw the dismay in their eyes, too, and something else that filled him with a mix of great responsibility and dread. He saw that they looked to him for what to do. For a while today, he had felt confident, a confidence augmented by the Weekday's vision. After all, as foreseen, hadn't the soldiers taken their bait, riding away from the protection of the fort in the greatest numbers ever? Hadn't the soldiers pursued the decoys to this point, a single ridgeline away from the carefully selected field of battle? But now the soldiers halted. Did they sense the trap beyond? As his mind raced, one lesson from the past 5 months of fighting surged to the fore. His enemy must not be allowed to think, only to react. Raising his war club above his head and filling the valley with his war cry, Crazy Horse charged toward the soldiers' line, the other decoys instantly joining him on both flanks. Crazy Horse looked toward his enemy as the decoys quickly closed the distance that separated the opposing sides. He had fought the soldiers enough times that he recognized some of the officers by their horses, certainly the one who rode the big white stallion. He saw the officer studying them intently before yelling out a command. The horse soldiers fired a volley, though the decoys were still more than 100 yards away. Crazy Horse could hear the bullets streaking around them, but he knew the decoys were beyond the soldiers' effective range. He knew that the soldiers often panicked when confronted with attack, and he knew they now would strike.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?